In Florida, the issue of statehood for Puerto Rico seems to be divided along age lines. Maria Luyandez, president of the Puerto Rican Chamber of Commerce of Central Florida, she says younger people mostly favor statehood, but many older folks want to maintain the island's identity and traditions.
People 50 and over, they don't want to lose the Spanish language, and they believe that once it becomes a statehood, that the English will be imposed for people that they're not willing to change.
About 54% of voters in Puerto Rico say they would favor full statehood, but many others want the island to continue as an unincorporated territory of the United States, as it has for more than a century. Tuesday's vote was a non-binding referendum that would require final approval from Congress before any changes to Puerto Rico's status. I'm Tom Parkinson in Orlando.